Hey listeners, I have an opportunity for you to help out women in need. I know all of you enjoy these stories, as you've told me many times, the different moms who have been on this podcast have encouraged you and given you good advice. Sometimes we've cried, sometimes we've laughed, and we've had a great time on this podcast. However, with what is going on in the United States right now, it's impossible for me to ignore Roe v. Wade being overturned. My whole goal is to support and encourage women in their motherhood and also in their marriages. And I've been talking to quite a few people in the pro-life movement, people who work in pregnancy centers, moms who went through a crisis pregnancy, single moms, counselors, other life coaches. I want to share with you what I've come up with at this point. Being in the life coaching world for women who are moms is just a perfect setup, I think, for helping moms in crisis pregnancy. Not only that, but I am pro-life. I do feel the call to do something. It's not like I ever had the plan in my mind or long-term goal of getting into the pro-life movement or doing something in a pregnancy center. I always thought that would be great, but there wasn't really a connection or contact with anyone. So what I've been doing thus far, I feel, is a perfect setup for what these women will now need. This past year, I've been coaching women one-on-one. And since we're going to have, hopefully, an overwhelmingly number of pregnant women who are hopefully going to now stay pregnant, keep their babies, or at least deliver their babies and give their babies up for adoption, whatever the case may be, I would like to start a group coaching program. And that's the program that I am in as I'm a client for. Now, I'm not in any way a coach of this or haven't started this. I'm just a customer, I should say. So my coaches, there's three coaches in the Made for Greatness program, is a Catholic group coaching program. So there is no limit unless someone can correct me on Zoom. I think you have to pay for certain limits of people that are attending the Zoom, but I don't think that there's a limit on Zoom of how many people can join the group. I know there's no limit of their geographical location. We do it all online. So my thought is the one-on-one coaching I've been doing won't work, but the group coaching would, because we wouldn't have to worry about where a woman is. Let's say she lives in New York or California and could still get an abortion, but now with everything that's going on, she's thinking twice about it. You know, sometimes when things become illegal, people just think differently about them. And when the culture is presenting it differently, or now that the pro-life voice is getting out there more and the media isn't suppressing it as much, because it can't, because it is news now. Pregnancy centers outnumber abortion clinics like 14 to 1, last I checked. Again, this is not my wheelhouse, so this is like I'm learning new. So anyone who wants to give me a tutorial or teach me all they know about the pro-life movement, I would love to talk to you. So feel free to call me, text, email, find me on social media, and give me a message. Going back to the format, I just think that this group format would be amazing. That's how we do it. And I'm sure you all are aware, if you Zoom, if you're in a group, you know, you can mute everyone, you can turn off everyone's video. So the teacher could even just be there. The course can go for an hour. It'll be the same format as I do with my clients, which is 12 weeks. 12 weeks is a really good amount. It's not too much, but it's the minimum you need. So I'm going to write a workbook just like I did for my last book in a workbook format. It's 40-some pages. So each chapter is quite short. So there's 12. Actually, I have 13 chapters. The last one is just, the 13th is just like encouraging thoughts, last minute thoughts to wrap it up. But the 12 chapters coincide with each session that I can meet with my client if they want to talk about that topic. It's Have Another Kid Without Losing It. If you haven't heard me talk about it, it's just about adding a kid to your family. And, you know, in a way, I could use this book, but I want to be sensitive to the fact that a crisis pregnancy is just that, a crisis. And so this book is kind of funny because it's, you know, it's had nothing to do with any woman in a crisis. It had nothing to do with anything traumatic or even a negative tone or serious tone at all. I'm going to do the same thing. It doesn't cost Amazon very much to print, and I self-publish through Amazon because it's quite simple. Like, once you do your, I mean, you have to do the writing, which is hard, and I had a friend edit, which was very generous and kind of her, because that's not an easy job, and I needed it really bad. So once you do that hard part, you just upload it to their website, to their program where you self-publish, and then you do have to make your own cover. But I used Canva, which is uploaded the Canva and the Word document, and then it just was ready in like 48 hours. It only costs a couple of dollars. It might be like $3 after you figure out shipping per book. So it's not a very expensive project at this point, because, like I said, the book isn't much per book. We do want to make it free for the women, so we do have to offset that cost. And so they'll get the book, and then they'll get the coaching. Now, the coaching, again, will be 12 weeks. So, it depends. I haven't gotten a clear answer if the coaches want to do, like, once a month, because once a week is a lot, especially if you have your own business and your own family and, well, just life. And this is volunteer things. So I don't want to burn them out. So I think, like, once a month or even just one of the 12. So in that sense, I don't know if I would need 12 coaches or 6 coaches. I mean, if they did once a month, it's technically 3 months. So we'd need 4 coaches. I mean, again, and then subs. And then what if there's another group of 20 that wants to start like 3 weeks in, and so they are on a different rotation. So do I get another group? So yeah, of course, I don't know any of these answers. But now let me be very clear. No one is going to be doing therapy. We are not in a situation where I can find a group of people and do some sort of formal licensed counseling training, because these women in sort of an emergency situation, starting today, wanting to know what to do with this unplanned pregnancy and now with what's going on with the abortion laws. And so, quite honestly, I just don't have time. Now, if you're a licensed therapist, whatever your degree might be in, and you have been trained in trauma therapy, or you have your master's in counseling, you have a master's in social work, you have done therapy for many years, your PhD in psychology, you know, you practice as a psychologist. Awesome. Like, if you want to do your own thing, we're not competing here. Like, we're trying to help women who are in need. And so if you want to take my idea, or maybe you've already have this idea and we're simultaneously having this idea, more power to you. However, the way I'm looking at this program specifically is that we don't have time for that. At least I don't. Life coaching isn't trauma therapy. It's not even therapy at all in any way or form. Any formally trained with experience in thriving Catholic women coaches who have already done this and feel very comfortable in doing it. If it gets too big and I need more coaches, then I would look into training coaches. So we already have WIC for women that are below the poverty line. Now, of course, women get abortion. They're not living in poverty. You know, they can, it doesn't matter their economic status. But for those, when we say women in need, we think economic need often, which is true. There's already free formula WIC coupons that get them the groceries they need. WIC can get other health services, other supports, other resources. Now, pregnancy centers do an amazing job. They collect diapers. Go there, you can get medical services. There's doctors, there's nurses. And then we all know, anyone who's had a baby, that the hospitals offer birth clay, a woman in financial need will know how to fill out the paperwork for Medicaid to get free medical services. Catholic Charities offers parenting courses. So let me be very clear that we are not teaching them how to be a mom. Now, that might be a side benefit of being coached, but I am not looking to teach these women how to be a mom. I'm not looking to teach these women how to be a healthy pregnant mom. Of course, it's important to take prenatal vitamins. They have people telling them that. I am not asking you to give me diapers or onesies. There are organizations that do that. So if you like to shop, go find a pregnancy center, Google it, ask them what they need, and go shop. So now that I described what it is not, I just want to talk about what it is. I realize that this podcast is more about motherhood and having another kid, so I don't necessarily go into my work as a coach. And I'll give tidbits here and there, but I haven't necessarily explained just exactly life coaching, what it looks like, what it is. So I use a CBT model, cognitive behavioral therapy, just the idea that our thoughts, cognitive, create our behaviors, right? So what we think leads to feelings, our feelings lead to actions. And so we want to change our actions, we want to change our behavior, we usually have to look at our thoughts. Okay, now again, if you have trauma or if you have something in your past you need to deal with, that's therapy. Coaching focuses more on the present. And of course, psychologists use CBT. CBT was developed by psychiatrists in the 1950s and has been used in counseling. But we're using it in the future, in the present and in the future. We're using it to ask ourselves what our thoughts, what our feelings, and how will we act on them. And therefore, in coaching, we spend these 12 sessions going over our thoughts, going over our feelings. And what does that mean? Well, if you have a situation that you don't like, let's say anxiety, this pregnant mom is anxious about the pregnancy. If you have a situation that you're depressed about, sad about, if you're feeling lonely, unsupported, okay, these are all feelings that lead to actions, but they all come from thoughts. Why do we think that this baby is not going to have XYZ? Why do we think that this pregnancy is not going to be a positive scenario? Why do we feel frustrated? What's making us feel angry? Okay, what are we thinking? So it's a lot of digging into thoughts. And you can do this on your own, but you know, if a woman's in a crisis, honestly, my clients don't always come to me in a crisis. It's just, you know, the dog threw up, the kid's not potty training and pooping all over, the teenager's rolling her eyes and doing stuff we don't like on social media. You know, the little kids are hitting each other. Okay, all those things, they're not big traumas, they're little traumas, but still they're difficult and they're stressing us out. Those are not crises, but those are highly emotional situations. Those are stressful, difficult situations. Even the day-to-day little things can be difficult and hard to navigate. We go to a coach to talk it all out. Even more so, a woman in a crisis pregnancy is going to need to go to a coach to talk it all out, to think it through, to write it down, to ask, is this thought true? Am I thinking something that's a lie? Is this thought helpful? Is the opposite true? Can I think differently about it? How can I approach it differently? How do I want to feel? How do I want to show up? How do I want to act? Okay. So a lot of it will be based on CBT. I have 12 weeks, again, dedicated to 6 topics. That'll give us 2 weeks to go over. And if someone misses one, you know, they can't make it work, an appointment, other kids, they don't have childcare for, you know, whatever. They'll be okay because we're really going to just do 6 topics. Hopefully they'll make it to all 12, but again, if they have to miss one, hopefully they'll get a little bit of that topic in the next session. So first would be stress and overwhelm. We're going to talk about the fight or flight response, really easy, basic. You could Google it, but again, they're going to have a coach walk them through it. Fight, flight, fawn, freeze, you know, all the ways that we respond. The second one is confidence. I think this is really important for women. I've learned this in coaching, but in this situation, they're feeling they might not be capable. They might not be able to be a good mom. It might not be possible for them to be a mom, all these things, or they might not be able to be pregnant, stay pregnant, right? So you want to instill confidence in them. Self-worth will be the third topic. Why? Well, I mean, that's probably like the most basic thing that every person that's ever walked this planet needs to learn. You can't really love others, love God, to love yourself, understand where love comes from. Now, this is where I want to offer a faith perspective, but of course, anyone can take this course. We're helping any woman that wants to keep her baby. I don't care what she believes, what she practices, what she thinks, but we are going to at least address the faith. They can just take it or leave it. You can also teach self-worth without bringing up God, even though, of course, he created us and our worth comes from him. Just talk about the fact that speaking kindly to ourselves helps us. Taking care of ourselves helps us to be a better mom. Resting, healthy living, how to have a breathing technique, not just in labor and delivery, but just all throughout life, how to calm ourselves down, how to look at ourselves in a positive light. That's how we can look at others better. Okay, just help us to be happier. Talk about all that. Fourth topic, forgiveness. Again, very important, something that we all need, and every religion talks about the importance of forgiveness. Even at, forget the religious perspective, we all know that holding on to a grudge, not forgiving someone, just damages us. That's a mental health issue. We can pretty much prove it. Physical side effects of resentment and unforgiveness. Again, we'll offer the faith perspective, and if they're interested, they can learn more about that. But it's more just talking about the appropriate ways to forgive. You know, if we've been abused or neglected, or any small, even a grievance, we need to forgive. But what is that? It's not saying it's okay. It's not condoning. It's admitting that something was wrong. If something wasn't wrong, there'd be nothing to forgive. So things are wrong. People have hurt us. They are not okay. So we're not condoning behaviors, but we're learning how to get beyond them and forgive them. The fifth will be just explaining cognitive behavioral therapy. Now, I did a little bit there saying that's all that we do in coaching. And it will be a lot of what happens when a mom raises her hand on the Zoom, comes up live. Whether she does the video or not, she'll have the audio. She can choose to do the video, but she'll be bringing her situation. Or if she chats it anonymously or in the group chat, she can say what her issue is. They're going to use cognitive behavioral therapy, really. They're going to ask her thoughts. They're going to question her thoughts. They're going to challenge her thoughts, right? That's all cognitive behavioral therapy. But we want to go over a little bit about the neuroscience behind it, creating new neural pathways. You can change your behaviors by changing your thought patterns. And we just want to give the moms that empowerment that in the future, you have a parenting issue, you have a marriage issue, you have an issue at work, it can all be improved through cognitive behavioral therapy. And then the last one is cognitive distortions. These are 10 negative thinking patterns, again, developed by psychologists. I could go over a couple. I'm sure you've heard of them. There is black and white thinking, overgeneralization, personalization, right? Future telling, fortune telling, things that we do that are just not helpful ways of thinking in life. Patterns that we get into, we usually have one or two that we do. It's good to learn all 10 because we have probably done all the 10 at one point. Again, these are going to help the moms. Why? Well, everything comes from the thinking. That's why we're doing coaching. That's why we're not focusing on their material needs in this project. That's why we're not doing therapy in this project. That's why we're not just praying with them. We'll offer that if they want the spiritual support, but we're starting with the thinking, because all of our actions come from somewhere. We don't want these women to abort their children. We have to change what they think about abortion. We want these women to be mothers, to give life to their children in different forms. Of course, it's all going to look different, but that all starts with their thoughts. You can throw diapers. I know they need them. Of course, their baby won't survive without formula or without them learning how to breastfeed and money to have good health care, food on the table, roof over their head. Yes. But they need to work on their thoughts. They need thought work. They need mindset management. They need life coaching in what they're thinking, in their feelings. We need to help them with their thoughts. So if you think this is a worthwhile project, you want to get involved, I am working on setting up a website, getting a name for the organization, and developing a 501c3. So please continue to follow me. Listen to my podcast, follow me on social media, and I will give you more information as soon as I have it. Thank you for the time. Thank you for being willing to help these women. Please pray for our project, and God bless you.